We're at the Tulsa State Fair today visiting with Tiffany Pruitt. She's the Director of Operations for the OCA and the Coordinator for the OJCA. And I feel like you've got a pretty good job because you're serving up some delicious sandwiches.
Thank you, Casey. We are, and we're glad to be here. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association started the beef tent in 1991. So this is our 30th year to be here. And throughout the year, this is the one time of year that we set up as a food service vendor and serve the ribeye steak sandwiches that we're known across the state. And we serve those to the general public as a fair food. And so several years over the course of our history here, we've been chosen as Oklahoma's favorite fair food. So that's something that we're certainly proud to do. It's a unique perspective compared to a lot of the other fair food, starting with we don't offer a fried product. It's a fresh grilled product. That meat's delivered in fresh daily. And so we're just really proud to be able to connect producers with consumers and serving them a healthy, nutritious product while attending the state fair.
And you also don't mark it up by 7,000%.
That is right. We're definitely not here to get rich, but we are proud to serve a nutritious product that is safe and at an affordable price. And so that's something that we are very different from the other fair food.
Well, and it's actually kind of nice to get out here with people that you don't necessarily see as farmers and ranchers every day, but you get to showcase a really good product where they kind of become a super fan after this.
Absolutely. I've worked the window several times over the course of the history, and it's heartwarming to hear the consumers come up and say how much they look forward to this event every year, and they hope that we're here because this is their favorite steak. And so to be able to connect producers with consumers and be able to interact with the folks that are eating our end product that our members work day in and day out to produce, that's really a heartwarming feeling.
Now, are you guys here for the whole duration?
We are. We're set up and ready to go by the time the fair opens, and we don't close till the crowd runs out on Sunday night.
Now, you and I were talking, we grew up showing at this fair several times, and you've actually had some pretty good success, not only with you, but with some family members.
Absolutely. That's one of the neatest things. The Tulsa State Fair is a family tradition for us, starting with my mom. My mom and uncle showed here competitively, and that's really what lit the fire. And so to grow up in this barn, I was very successful showing in this barn. My family's been able to continue to be successful. So it's just really neat that I've been able to graduate from this barn, have a career in the beef industry, and move into serving and sewing involved.
Now, I don't know about your mom, but my mom said we always had to stay close to the barn.
Most definitely. I can tell you that I've seen a lot more of the Tulsa State Fair coming back and being here for the duration than I ever did as a young person showing cattle.
Isn't it funny to think about that? Because everyone's like, oh, did you go and ride all the rides at the fair? No, I was showing cattle.
I saw a lot of the barn, and I didn't know that there was a fair and all of the exhibits outside of the livestock barn.
Well, it's always a great show and one of the best shows because you can win so many awesome things from here.
You can. And one of the things that the Tulsa State Fair is doing this year is they're restructuring the premium sell that they've had and transitioning and calling that a Night of Champions. And so that's something that I'm looking forward to being able, and the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is absolutely proud to support the young beef exhibitors that have been chosen for that throughout the show that was this morning. And so to be able to highlight their efforts and do that in a new way, to showcase that for the donors that are coming out and the supporters, I think it's invaluable that we support our young people that are involved, not only in the cattle industry, but they're going to recognize exhibitors from pigs and goats and sheep this evening. That's extremely important. The young people that come out of these barns, no matter what, if they've put in the time and effort and work to be selected and be recognized this evening, then those are the people that are going to go out into the world and be your productive employees that our employers are working for. They're going to hold leadership in positions, and they're going to stay involved in the community and stay out there and support the next generation of youth in agriculture.
Well, and my hope, like some days when you're having just a bad day and you're thinking, how is the world really going to be any better? I look at this youth group and our FFA kids and our 4-H kids, and that's what gives me hope.
Absolutely. And it's neat to get to work with those exhibitors. My family experienced some success yesterday in the Prospect Show and actually accomplished something that hasn't been done before with a heifer beating some steers out there. So that was really exciting.
Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for visiting with us. I'm going to let you get back to your delicious job, which is serving up those beef sandwiches. But this is just a fun event to be involved in.
Thank you, Casey. We appreciate the opportunity and so proud to recognize and support Oklahoma's youth.